From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Federal prosecutors will seek additional charges in the 2017 attack of an undercover St. Louis police officer who claimed he was beaten by his own colleagues. St. Louis officers Randy Hayes and Bailey Coletta have pleaded guilty in connection with the attack of undercover officer Luther Hall. Two other officers will go to trial December 2nd. Prosecutors say the officers mistook Hall for a protester following the acquittal of Jason Stockley, a former officer accused of killing a black suspect. Columbia Public Schools will be starting later next year. Students and teachers will have to adjust to a lopsided academic year under a new calendar the Board of Education approved this week. To accommodate a new state law that aims to extend summer vacation season to benefit Missouri's tourism industry, the CPS 2020-2021 school year will begin August 25th, 10 days later than this year. According to the Columbia Missourian, this will shorten the first semester by 6 days and create an imbalance between the two semesters for secondary schools. Supporters of the law say it will help the state's tourism industry and give families another week of summer vacation. But at their meeting this week, members of Columbia's school board spoke about the lack of flexibility it leaves for school administrators. Tiger Pantry is celebrating its 7th anniversary today, but it's running on a food shortage. The pantry is hosting a food drive with the Missouri Students Association, Residence Halls Association, and Greek Life this week. Tiger Pantry will also host an open forum for community input Sunday. Dedicated to fighting hunger at the University of Missouri, Tiger Pantry provides fresh produce, non-perishable food items, and personal hygiene care items to MU students, staff, faculty, and their families. Tiger Pantry has provided more than 230,000 pounds of food, and more than 250 people pick up items each month. A Fulton family fought and won a court case against its school district and the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to make a virtual online education program available for many K-12 children across the state. Maya Estill filed a civil suit against Fulton Public Schools and DESE after the school district denied her attempt to enroll her 3 children in the program. Fulton Public Schools had argued that the Missouri Virtual Academy program had not been approved by DESE, and the issue went to court. Prior to the ruling, a single 5th-grade English option was the only approved course. Now, if approved by their particular school district, students can participate in any of the 10 DESE-approved programs during spring and fall semesters. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.